Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Bandwidth Live Studio Limited H1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Chandni Chande from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Bandwidth Live Studio Limited. From management team, we have Mr. Balakrishnan, Managing Director and CEO, Mrs. Yogalakshmi, President of Business Strategy and Whole-Time Director, Mr. Prabhakar, Head of Studio and Whole-Time Director, Mr. Gaurav Mehra, Chief Financial Officer, and Ms. Swati Sharma, Company Secretary. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Balakrishnan. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Chandni, and good evening, everyone, and warm welcome to everyone for H1 FY25 earnings call with Bandwidth. And myself, Balakrishnan, I would like to give a brief about the last 6 months of the turnout for the entire industry and for the company. I think the industry is slowly and steadily recovering from the labor strike, and we have made a significant stride in the manner of acquiring a company called OneOffice in the UK. And likewise, we have made some broad strides in the industry, taking some aggressive steps in terms of how we would move forward from here for the next financial year and likewise for the future. And likewise, our step towards acquiring OneOffice and sort of UK and Paris would be a significant step in the last 6 months because that has really helped us elevate our position in the industry, not only as a subcontract studio but also a full-service VFX studio, which becomes a more perfect position for the entire industry to look out for any VFX service. And likewise, we based out of India, and likewise, OneOffice based from UK and Paris brings in a lot of strategic proposition to the entire gamut of the service that we deliver, and through which, with UK incentives recently being improved from 25% to 29.5%, and likewise, a cap of 80% improved to 100% cap for any VFX spend that would be for any production that would make VFX spend for in UK, and likewise, for Paris, with 40, 30% tax incentive for any production spend of over €250,000, and likewise, 40% tax incentive for any to any VFX spend which should go, it should be over €2 million. And these things, and likewise with the significant growth here in India and how we will be able to combine and collaborate and work to meet more efficiency, this would really set up a platform as in things are coming out back from stride. And we are here to answer any questions that you have. And likewise with the financial numbers, I think I will leave you to Gaurav to brief on the financial numbers for this year.
Thank you so much, Bala, and good evening, everyone. And it's a pleasure and honor to connect with all of you for Bandwidth earning call first time from my side. Just to give you the updates on the numbers, so if you got the chance to look into our financials, we clocked the H1 FY25 net sales with a turnover of 75.48 crores. This turnover also include our recent acquisition, OneOffice, which we made it on the 29th July 2024. Excluding OneOffice acquisition, our number for H1 25 is 39.8 crore against the 49.6 crore of corresponding number H1 last year. We had a slight dip into the top line to the tune of the 15.7 crore year over year, which is, as Mr. Bala mentioned, is the impact of the industry-wide slowdown. We do have a good pipeline coming up, and we also started seeing some positive vibes towards the end of the H1 25 in the month of the August and September, and we expect that the gap to be recovered or come up better compared to the last year number into apple to apple comparison. In terms of the moving to that, our total income, we clocked 77.34 crore total income, In terms of the EBITDA, our EBITDA stands for 18.68 crore. In terms of the PBT, our PBT stands for the 15.76 crore in total against the PBT of 23.3 crore of the last H1 FY24. In terms of PAT, our number for H1 25 stands 12.33 crore including the minority interest against the number of 18.9 crore of the H1 24. So in terms of the one-offs, if I talk about one-offs, so in the one-offs for the total turnover of 39.8 crore, we got the tax close to the in the range of the 5% in terms of the top line. That's largely on the numbers of our from the financials. We will be happy to take up any of the queries to from the investor. Thank you so much. Over to you, Charmi.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Shikhar Mundra from Vivo Commercial Limited. Please proceed.
Hi. So, how is the second half looking? I mean, what kind of order book do we have and what kind of revenues are we expecting for S2, that is, for the combined entity, one of us, as well as standalone, basically?
Hi, Shikhar. This is Bala. In terms of next year half, the industry, as in the industry itself, is picking up for the next half, and as we recently announced the kind of order book that we have for the year, so that is for the remaining part of the year, and we have some exciting projects lined up. And also, with one of us, we do have a volume of around 20 million pounds of work coming in. And that is something that we've been planning to work on. And as well, with DFS, we are planning to take up 30 to 35% of the work from one of us executed here in India. And likewise, we are also looking, as in usually the subcontract work also would come in like post, that is in the next half, and through which we would be able to execute more projects which is coming through the next, the coming half.
So, totally, how much are we expecting for H2?
H2, you mean the order book, the value?
The value, the revenue, how much are we expecting?
We are looking at maybe 100% more than the previous year of top line.
Okay. And I can understand, I mean, one of us, the margins are low because we have just bought it. So, but on a normalized basis, what kind of margins can we expect from the one of us business?
Yeah, very much our plan is very straightforward in terms of making it work with one of us. Our plan is to implement our synergy plan, which is making, taking up, eliminating 50 to 60 artists of one of us to be directed to India. That is one thing. And apart from that, the redundancy plan, which is something that we've been working on, and which we have done the first phase of redundancy before November, and by next month we have another phase of redundancy, and so through which most of these codes could be delivered here in India, and which we have started from September onwards, and likewise, which is going steadily, and both of the CEO and the CFO is working towards this energy plan and making sure they are working with the demand team in office and likewise, the operation team out there to ensure how we meet the synergy on a timely manner. Maintain that is a synergy in the sense taking up 90% of one part of the discipline yet to be completely delivered in India. And likewise, there are three different disciplines where we are planning to do 90% in India and one other discipline where it would be 30 to 50% in India for the next 6 months' time. So that is where we've been working on at the moment. And from there, we would be working towards other part of synergies as well as we grow together. And also the recent tax incentives that really come up in favor of UK and Paris, which would really shift the balance from North America to Europe, that is UK and Paris mainly. So this would really help it get more opportunities If you take one of us, they have done 29.3 million pounds the last year. So this new tax incentive would only maximize the opportunity and bring in more revenue opportunity in terms of more new projects, which is again would be Cylindrical UK, would come down to the UK based company. And one of us being of highly reviewed, with being there for 20 plus years in the UK industry, and likewise with Paris. So this would bring, this would open up a lot more opportunity for us. I mean, yes.
So on the receivables front, our receivables have kind of ballooned up. I mean, we were at 54 crore of receivables and we are at 104 crore right now. So I can understand around 40 crores have come from one of us, because I can see in the cash flow around 8.64 crore of increase in receivable entries. So, but even for the standalone business of India, I mean, even though our revenues have kind of declined this quarter, but our receivables have kind of caught up. So where are we on the receivable cycle or the collection front?
So if I may take up that question, so as you have mentioned that there is a spike into our receivable, which as Mr. Bala said, is the impact of the writer strike, where the collection has been slowed down. Having said that, we have close to, as you said, that close to around 72 crore of the receivable in our stand alone, if we exclude one of us. And we do have the good collection happen till so far after the 30th September. So we are working very actively to talk to the customer, to get to the money from the customer. And we have a very sizable collection close to 22 crore, which we have already materialized within such short period. We are also talking to the customer that it might not be that immediately. It may take another couple of months or may drag up to the month of the March, but we don't foresee any challenge in collectability of any of our dues, and we should be back on the track maybe by the end of the March or maybe the early of the April or May.
So are you confident of collecting 100% from April, May or June?
Yeah, so as of now, there is no alarming signal where we foresee that there would be any challenge of the collectability. As you said, but we have some aged one. It can be there. It may take a time for more than sooner. We are working with the client, so it may not come the full. This few of the clients may be talking about paying it on a repayment schedule and all. So we are talking about the different aspects. But as I said, there is a good collection happen within the period after the 30th September. So we are hopeful to get it back on our track.
Right. And can you give me a breakup of the 104 crore receivable? How much is less than 6 months and how much is more than 6 months?
Sure. Just allow me 1 second, please. I think I should be able to.
And in the meantime, like, what kind of margins are we expecting for the second half? Because this first half, our margins have dipped quite a lot. But I believe second half, they should get back to normal. So where are we on that front?
So in terms of our collectibles, so we are large. We have some pile up into the 180 days at all, but our majority is kind of within the 180 days period. So we are right now into the kind of a DSO of 120 to 150, around 150 to 180 days. That's from the outstanding aging perspective. And what was your next question? Can you give
the margin we are expecting in H2?
It's hard to say the guideline on the margin, but as Mr. Bala mentioned, there are a lot of positive factors which we expect to encash to certain extent. Likewise, there's the industry-wide incentive, which is for the India as well as for the UK and France, which should give some more synergy. As well as we are looking out into the cost optimizations with the visibility to the current pipeline. And also, it's noteworthy to note that in the current H1 25, we also got some expenses because of related to the acquisitions, which we cannot capitalize, which has been booked into our P&L. So that also amounts a dip into the H1. So we are hoping H2 to be better.
Can you quantify that? How much were those expenses?
No, that's hard to say that forward-looking number to quantify that.
Okay. And, right. One last question on the receivable. So, I mean, do we have a principle that, you know, we collect all the payment and only then we hand over the work, or for some customers we make an exception? Like, how does it work?
No, for most of the collectible we are related to that, so we hardly lost any of the customer on the material aspect. So wherever we have the collectible, the work is still going on and those customer retained in that and the new work is going on. So we don't have any material customer which we might have lost where we foresee discontinuation or any kind of the challenge in collectibility.
Okay, so this receivables are getting stuck only because the movies are getting postponed, the release of the movies are getting postponed. Is that understanding correct?
Yes. Sorry.
More than the release, some of the movies have been kept on hold for a while. So that is the main reason. So because it's a post-production and the next the initiation of the new project has been kept on hold during that time. And even the project movement was kept on hold. It was a stop and stop during the time. So it was mainly around that reason, and the clients that we've been working on, so some of these clients we've been working on more than for 5-6-7 clients, and we've been continuously working with these clients, and we have never had any problem in the previous year until this strike really happened. We didn't have any problems with any of these clients. We have looked at the kind of payment they have made in the previous years. It has always been on time, and they've been very fair to us. So to make sure that we retain this relationship with these clients, it has been very critical for any other VFX company to ensure that we kind of slow down in terms of our request, in terms of these payments. So that is where we will have to really work with our clients as well during this time to ensure that we keep this relationship ongoing.
Thank you, sir, and all the best for the future.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Mayuresh M, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Many thanks for giving me this opportunity. You said that the guidance for H2 FY25 will be double of H125, or will it be twice of H224?
It will be the twice of H2 FA24, the top line, the revenue, the order that we have. It looks like we will
which was 50 crores. So you say, you're saying that.
Sorry.
Yes, so it was 50 crores, I guess. So you say that H225 will be 100 crores.
Yes.
Yes, but from the presentation, I see that the revenue for just one of us is around 30 million pounds, which is around 300 crores. So you mean to say that one of us will not even make half of the revenue that it made last year?
No. So the 30 million you are reading from the presentation, that is at the earlier period when we acquired them. So the current pipeline, what we have shared, that stand around close to the 20 million, which is kind of the 220 crore on the annual basis. Considering that next 6 months, so it may be in the range of, as Mr. Bala mentioned, close to 100 crore this year, have the visibility at this point of the time. And rest would be, we expect our current run rate to continue and to improve partly to the H2. So that's what we expect our number to be.
So it could reach around 150 to 200 crores, wouldn't it?
Yeah, likewise.
200.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. And may I know what is the total work pipeline on the consolidated basis as of today, including BFS and one of us?
You mean the project that we are working on at the moment?
Can you please repeat the question?
The current order book, the current order book as of today, how much an unexecuted order book do you have for both the companies, Batilix, Fly Studio and one of us?
So it will be in the range of, likewise we reported into the March, so it ranges generally our work in progress ranges into the range of 15 to 20 crores. And that also includes the number what I'm saying, also includes the one of us.
Yes, and also we have successfully taken up some of the projects, any major projects from Amazon, Paramount, and Netflix. We've been working on some of these major projects which have recently started, and the ones which have started are in October and November, and so these are the projects which are the major projects which are set to release this March and June. So we are working actively on those projects. So these are typically the top tier projects, and we will be delivering these projects around between March and May.
Yeah, and we've also
given
a release of our order book. One of us has an order book of around
20 million.
And particularly the total results, which is October onwards, yeah.
Yes, one of us has around 200 crore order book, and then Specialist Fly Studio has around 20 crore order book. That's what
you mean. Sure. When we say specifically about one of us, aspiration has always been, we predominantly been a subcontract company, and our aspiration is maybe towards to do more direct work. And as we build or trying to build organically, with one of us coming into picture, it's an established company in the foray. And likewise, where they do have direct connections and direct orders of this kind of magnitude, and where we can get to pitch in and jump in, not only for the subcontract service work, but also to direct full service work as well from India. So this gives us a lot more leverage to work on projects which would bring in more margin as well as good revenue from India and savings back on office.
Yeah, I would like to just add on that we are working in a subcontract industry from India. We were working in that subcontract market. So the order book tends to get increased by month on month. So as of now, we have a visibility of 20 crores, and it will tend to improve as and when the month progresses.
And any idea how much could it be by the end of FY25?
So typically we expect on a consolidated basis of over 200 crores top line is what we expect.
Yes.
And
how much more orders do you expect to get from today until March 25?
We are very well positioned in terms of getting new projects, either be in UK and Paris, and also like with North America. Yeah, even both subcontract as well as the UK project, UK project, that's all the project that comes out of UK, predominantly being filmed in UK. And in that case, we have very good established sales team, and they keep working on, and new projects are still being given green light, and they are coming into post-production steadily. And we expect to have that more of that coming in from January onwards, because we have a lot of release scheduled for June, July, summer. So those movies we are targeting for the, and we are in very good active discussions as well, which we would be able to provide more information in the coming days.
Understood. The acquisition will certainly help us improve our pipeline. My last question is regarding artificial intelligence. You know, artificial intelligence is disrupting many industries, and especially in media industry, you can see people making videos just by put in some data, and the system, the intelligence system, it generates videos all on itself. So do we have any threats from artificial intelligence, our business, and how are we positioned to counter it?
We are very well positioned in the sense as in the group company, we are used advanced AI tools that is available in the market, either be say from PUA, Quantum Dynamics, and stable diffusion for our internal needs, and it is predominantly for generative needs, which we do for our internal purpose to generate the concepts and other things that would be used for final product. But apart from that, we do use AI for generally for automating our processes, more of process driven AI something that we use, and also with our existing setup and likewise one of our acquisition, we do now quite not only as the business and the business from one of us, but also the tools that they have developed over the years, and also the digital assets that they have over the years, which would really be useful to us. And likewise, the tools that they have for some of the disciplines like screening tracking, which is more efficient. For example, it could save out of 8 hours, it could save 2 hours for artists working hours. For 3D tracking, where they have developed tools
for dream tracking particularly, and likewise for some of the assets and Excel universities. So those things we also get to use, and also developing tools, internal tools as well, to automate certain areas. We will continuously working on these areas with the most of our Indian team as well as London team. With a good team of developers working.
My question is more from the client's perspective. You know, today the client is outsourcing the processes to us because it's you know, more efficient for the client. They need more manpower to do these processes, and we have a skilled workforce in India. That's why they outsource it. But in future, if artificial intelligence could help them reduce the work and do something which takes 10 hours today in 3 hours by using AI, I am afraid, why would they outsource the work to us?
I get your question. Yeah, with AI, there is always a challenge and also an opportunity as well. And with AI, some of these work has been maybe streamlined and kind of sorted out in terms of how we can do it in much lesser hour. And also there are increased number of opportunities which have come up, either be in case of de-aging, and likewise in terms of lip sync, where they do lip sync, and in that case that could be some skin deformation or some gaps in the skin area. So those things are again coming up into visual effects work, where these kind of AI enhancement and development can bring in more additional level of VFX work, could have carved out some other areas of VFX. So it has increased in certain areas, in case of digital and other areas, where it has increased VFX involvement and could have carved out on certain areas. So it has not really taken out the work entirely. It is not that, but it has created more opportunities in other words.
All right. Understood. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for answering my questions, and good luck.
Thank you.
Participants, to join the question queue, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Krupa Desai from Electrum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So my question was that one of us had 400 employees. So how many of them have we retained?
Currently, we have not renewed some of the contracts. So we do have over 288 artists now in one office. And the total, if you take globally, we have just over 15 artists in global sense. And we haven't renewed some of the contracts. And so we've been directing those for the India. So we are currently at 288 in one office, both across UK and Paris.
And so on the margin side, so currently our PAT margin is around 16% and EBITDA around 24-25%. So in H2, do we expect an up move, or will it still like degrew further because we have a lot of projects, mainly on the one-off side compared to the desolate slide, standalone basis?
Yeah, so Gaurav, this side, as I mentioned, that in the H125, we also have some kind of the one-off cost, which was for the acquisition for one of us, which we have absorbed in this H1. So probably that will be one uptake. And as Mr. Bala mentioned, that there are opportunities to get incentives announced by the government. It is helping the two ways. It is also helping to get more work to all the three primary markets, to the Indian market, to the UK and to the France market, as well as it's giving the benefit on the cost side, so that also helps to improve us. Management is also taking the initiative on the cost optimization wherever the opportunity lies, controlling the cost as well as looking into all the major cost components. So putting this all together, as of now, we don't expect any depletion into the given margin percentage, and we expect it to be slightly better compared to the existing one.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Saurabh Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. So my first question is that out of your 104 crore receivables, how much is above 6 months? Hello?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so am I audible to you?
Hello, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you are audible. So if I can answer your question into the two ways, one out of that 104 crores for the larger part, which is from the one of us that largely fall within the under the period of the 180 days, which is kind of the 40 crore out of this. Now coming over is standalone, which is close to 73.8 crore or 74 crore. I mentioned in my earlier remark that we got a very healthy collection happen after the September onward, and we got close to 24 crore collected by now, which is helping us to this. Having said that, in the 74 crore less, close to 180 days and more, that number largely is around above the 50 crore. But what we have recovered is carrying a larger part of that, the old receivable as well. So we had the aging going up, but which started showing the positive trend in collectability, and we expect this to further improve in the coming by the end of this quarter or next quarter.
But in general, what is the average time for realization of your receivables?
Largely our terms of the, our credit terms is in the 30 days on a contractual basis, and generally barring this industry impact, we got realization in close to 45 to 60 days time frame. But that's the trend. Maybe Balaji want to add
it. Usually that has been the case so far in the last even 10 years if you have to look at apart from the strike time. This is one of the situations where even the companies and the production houses weren't prepared because of the strike. So that is where things have been really this way. But apart from that, it is being usually from the day we raise invoice, it is 30 to 60 days we get that payment. And that is how it has been. But during the strike, usually in production houses and the VFX studios have globally, particularly studios in North America and Europe, kind of being put into a situation where they will have to manage the cost and other things. So that is where they will have to deal with the vendor. And as a company, we do look at as a potential client, this is a time that we also have to look in as it for a kind of competition, and also to retain this relationship. We will have to put this, we'll have to have these acceptance for these clients as well to ensure, and since we have worked with them for 5 to 6 years minimum of time, so it's an ongoing relationship with them, and they have been really collectively there for this in terms of work that they have given to us in the last 5 to 6 years in terms of ESP loyalty or revenue. So this is how so far with the last 6-7 months particularly.
Okay. So my next question is that the guidance you have given, the 100% of the H2 FY24, I'm expecting that 200 crores you have told that the order book is of one office. So majority of the revenue will come from the one office in the FI in the second half of the FY25. So any margin guidance you would like to give for the one office or means it will shoot up from the, if you compare it with the first half?
With one of the cases, we've been like...
For the one-off, if I am asking, the margin part.
Yeah, sure, definitely. With one of the, if you particularly take, for the last 2 months of consolidation, we were able to make it through synergy and by making, currently we do have 50 to 60 artists working dedicatedly for one of the. If you look at, we eliminate 50 to 60 artists work from there, in that case, the kind of savings that we do generate in one of the. For example, if the salary is at 5,000 GDP for lower end work at one office, which means for 50 to 60 employees, it is the, even if you take on expenses and other things on top of that, it would be up to 400 to 500,000 pounds per month. So we taking that here directly to India, that kind of savings is what we've been looking at. It's a more of a straightforward approach. And we've been working towards the synergy, and we only see betterment in this process as we keep getting to work with one of us and implementing the synergy plan in a more effective manner.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, to join the question queue, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Viraj Mahadevia from MoneyGrow India. Please proceed.
Hi, Bala. Hi, Yogalakshmi. Thank you, first of all, on a very comprehensive presentation. Couple of questions I had. Bala, it seems like a large part of your order book is from one of us. So what has really gone wrong in Basilisk Fly Studio standalone? Why are you not able to get a larger order book?
It is not because generally the industry trend, even if you look at either the companies like one of us, the last 6 months, things haven't been that really well based upon the slow recovery from the industry. Even though the strike got over last year and particularly the influence and the impact of industry was mainly realized or is has been seen through around this between March and this July, August. So that is where the slowness of the production has really picked up in the industry. So that is apart from that, if you take the
strike we have been talking about for over 15 months now, hasn't the strike ended?
If you take, yeah, strike got over by October last year. But if you take the slowness of the industry hasn't picked up after the strike got over the last year, that is October, we weren't really being impacted this much. Even the last year, equal we mentioned it will be like the first half would be quite slow because of the increase based upon, because the productions haven't really picked up. As in the, we haven't started, even the bigger major productions haven't started production until this August and September. So that is where the productions have really begin now. If you take even with North America, the productions are still slow. Only with Europe, the productions have begun. And if you look into, we can share those details as well about how many productions have started in UK, particularly after this strike. Those were started only around July, and like this, September and October still picking up. And with the recent announcement of the UK government, the productions are still moving out, still shifting to UK. So that is where we see opportunity now. But if you take last 6 months, that have been the primary reason. It's not only us, it is the entire industry have been affected because of the slowness in the production.
That I understand, Bala, but you know, we put out press releases in the last 6 months as a company to the exchange, talking about all these productions you're working on. This is prior to one of us. So all put together is only worth 20 crores.
Not
20 crores. 20 crores. 200 is from one of us. 220 is your total number.
Yes.
So your Basilisk order book.
You mean the next half? No, not at all. For example, it's not. We've been trying to be maybe at the moment we would like to keep it to maybe the reservation of 100% more. But it is not that we are restricting ourselves to 20 crores. It's not something that we do see, because even in the last, the recent first half, we have done reasonably well if you take considering the industry situation. That would only get to better in the sense things have really picked up. Even with one of us, if you take the revenue of the first 6 months have been very relatively low compared to what we have achieved in the last previous years. So the industry has picked up and we have reached more service orders. And we've been highlighting more about one office because we would be taking up 30-35% of the work from one office to be executed in India. And apart from that, we are also very confident about the work that we've been doing. And we do have some active projects from major networks, which you will be able to name. It is for Amazon and Netflix. We've been working on some of these major projects actively. And so in the subcontract standalone work also, it is not have come down. Maybe in the first half things have been relatively slow, but second half we see a good surge in the work that we do.
Okay, in your employee benefits expense, my last question, you've seen a massive jump from 13 to 15 crores to about 38 crores in this half. Is this because of the entire cost of one of us taken for the entire first half of the year, and how much is this cost expected to be rationalized to for the second half? Because this is having a big impact, as you can imagine, on your margins and your PAT.
Yes. So if I may take up that question, Gaurav, this side. So as you said that rightly, that major cost into the employee cost currently in the connection from the one of us. If you see our standalone, our standalone cost as a percentage of the revenue has been improved in kind of the last year of the 32% of the top line and H1 24, 32% of the top line as a cost. We are currently around the 28-29% of the top line. So there has been some marginally improvement, but as I said, that management is also looking into that the what further rationalization can happen. But
Gaurav, to your point, you have 8 crores of employee costs in your standalone, right? In your consolidated, you have 38. That means 30 has come from the consolidation with one of us.
Right.
How much is this 30 likely to be reduced by to have a positive impact on your margins and EBITDA margins and PAT?
Mr. Vira, it's hard to call out the number so specifically for the forward looking. As Mr. Bala mentioned in opening remarks, we have the synergy plan to work out with the one of us. Now it's the employee related and a lot of revenue. So it's very hard to say that the saving in terms of a time-bound manner. We expect a good amount of the saving to come with like the work moving from one of us to more to the area. But it's hard to call out any specific number out of this, that what the number is put right now. We are working to still fine-tune the initial plan. So we are working towards the one of us management to see how fast and how more we can drive.
I understand, but I appreciate that. But you mentioned that you've not renewed some contracts from 400 of one of us to 288 now. So in that 112 reduction, is that reflected in the 38 or it's yet to be reflected and 38 will come down meaningfully?
Very partly might be reflected. So this 38 will be carry only that the 2 months of the cost because we acquired them in the end of the July. So there won't be any material amount for the 2 months. So, it will not reflect the full potential. So, maybe on the H2, it will reflect the more material number.
Yeah, and as we are talking now, we have recently had a redundancy of around first set of numbers in November and likewise another set of redundancy in December as well. So, these things are working out and likewise we also have a VFX supervisor from London stated here in Chennai, so she's working with the team. To ensure the project of one office is being executed with more confidence from here in Chennai. So, and likewise, our CEO has also been traveling to UK as well regularly to ensure that the synergy plans are implemented in a timely manner. And likewise, Gaurav is effectively working with the finance team in London on a daily basis to ensure these things are being taken care of. And we've been putting in proactive action into these areas to ensure the more of synergy done in a timely manner as well.
Understood. Good luck, Bala, but I think this employee cost line is key to your growth and survival.
Yeah, very much, because if you take one office and compare one office and the split side, our employee cost per revenue would be around 30%, I believe. I'm not looking at exact numbers, but if you take one office, their cost per revenue per employee 78% rather. So their employee cost is only the thing that is eating up to their margins. So that is where we've been working towards more straightforward approach where we do balance it out and make sure how much we do is from India and like we deliver some of the work in India, from London as well to keep the ecosystem in balance between these locations.
Okay. And sorry, last question if I may. You mentioned 200 crore order book with one of us. What is the existing order book for Basilic Fly Studio standalone? That was not clear because when I said 20 crores, you said it's not 20 crores, it's much more. So I'm not clear on that.
Yeah, when we say this, very much this, we are looking at two parts now. One is working direct work. One is doing direct work. When we say direct work, we do this direct work through one office that we execute 30% of work from one office to be done here in India. And when we say the 30% is significant work that would be delivered here. And apart from that, we are not leaving out any of the subcontract work that we do. So that is where our reputations are really high. And we are go-to vendor for major VFX studios. So once we have these work that is in the pipeline, either be the major production network, which we would eventually get to work on those work. Either be Disney, which we do not name at the moment, either be Disney, Paramount's action franchise movie which is coming up and which we are about to start. And those are the projects which are there and we are also actively working on some of the production projects as well. So,
Bala, that's not answering my question. How you execute one of us is a separate matter. One of us has a 200 crore order book. How much does Basilic Fly Studio by itself without one of us have as order book today?
So, Mr. Viraj, if I may take up that question, so as Mr. Bala mentioned in the beginning, we expect that our current run rate to continue. Talking to the first side, we see that we don't have a annuity contract which lasts for 1 year. So our pipeline will get executed in a term of just a quarter or 4 months, 5 months, and then we continue to getting that from more confirmation. So on an standalone basis, we expect to be marginally higher than the last year number. That's the visibility as is now. The add to that would be for standalone will be that what the work will be. So when we say the 20 million pipeline for the one of us, it's the order book they have. Now with their order book of my standalone order book will also improve because we are transferring. So we have our own the legacy pipeline to continue and one of us new pipeline to be added to that. And we are working very actively to make the migration happen faster. So that should help us to improve our top line.
Sorry sir, still my question is not answered. Migration is a function of shifting work from London to India. How much does the India Basilisk Fly Studio business have without one of us as an order book today? Or is there no order book?
Yeah, and to be more precise to your answer, there are a few projects which we've been executing and with the, for example, one of us as a company, standalone company, couldn't be able to work on certain projects. And there are certain projects which we have recently taken up, and we also have a London-based VFX supervisor sit out of Chennai now to work with closely with our team. In that manner, we are about to work on certain projects. This one of major ERP aspects or few other projects. Something you wouldn't be able to name it on a public forum, but there are projects for which we have this VFX supervisor in London to be executed in, to be done here in Chennai, particularly. And so there are given the value for the project to be done here in India, as usual scenario.
What would be the combined value without giving us the name?
Approximately, if you take, it would be around the 30 to 50 crores of value.
30 to 50 crores. That's the question I was asking. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants, please restrict your questions to 2 per participant. If you have any follow-up questions, please rejoin the queue. Next question is from the line of Ronil Dalla from Bicom Family Office. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. It's Bicom Family Office. So my first question is, since we have a relationship of around 5 to 6 years or more, as you mentioned, an ongoing work relationship with a lot of the customers, so how come we are still not able to collect the receivables? Because, I mean, if you do have a good working relationship, you're currently doing work. But, I mean, what you mentioned is the contracted credit period is 30 days. What you are taking as a base assumption is 45 to 60 days. But we are now more than 180 days. So, I mean, if you have a good working relationship with someone, normally they would not do that to you. Unless they're taking advantage of you, or there is a competitive pressure, or there is some other aspect. Any comment on that?
Yeah, so if I may take up this question, so as we mentioned that there are two parts to this. One, you said that we have a good relationship, which means that the work continues, but when they pay the older one, we are getting better, you will be getting back. Now the question comes that we have still large part of the aged one. So as I mentioned in opening remarks that we have a huge collection of close to 23 crores in the period happened from the September till now, wherein larger part, maybe around 17 to 18 crores pertains to the old aged collection. So we did get a good collection over this period and we are expecting this to improve further. why it got accumulated? Because it's an industry-wide problem. They are getting the challenges to get the collection done from the producers. So it's, they have also requested some deferment. The payment has come in few cases partly. Few cases it's been stuck. As and when they are doing the work, they are paying. So it may take some more time to get it fully realized, which we expected maybe by the end of this quarter, or it may drag till the March or so, but we are not expecting any kind of the issue to the P&L on the collectability of the this aid receivable at this point of the time.
Right. And what about, I mean, your base assumption is 45 to 60 days. Perhaps I would suggest is maybe it is time to revise the base assumption that maybe the nature of the business is now changed, that maybe it should be 90 to 120 days.
I would say, because as we said that when you say the nature of the business, so terms remain the same, but it's like that when the impact is the industry across wise, so definitely there's a running cycle gets longer. That's what is happening. As Mr. Bala said, that strike got over in the last October, and the pipeline and the work started coming more towards the end of the H1. So as the cycle moves, we expect this to improve. But you're right, on the larger assumption, it's no more in the near visibility going back to the 30-60, the next at least 5 to 6 months. Maybe after that, we may see it gradually reducing towards the old way.
So you mentioned that by April, May, it should be able to collect some of it or most of it. So then, by May, how many days should be the receivable days?
So our term is, instead that our term is, take it on the practical basis, it goes in the 60 days period. So it can't be precisely and so accurately can be estimated, but we expect it to be back around that. And as I said, that large part of collectible, which is from the one of us, that larger part falls under the 180 days.
No, but that is not really a very good benchmark. Normally, receivable days, if you are saying it's normally 45 to 60 days, that's like 2 months. And
right.
90 days is half a year. So there's not a, it's not a very big deal that it's below 180 days. It's actually an alarming thing that it is more than 60 days, 90 days. I understand the predicament you are in, but I'm trying to understand that going ahead, now you mentioned by April, May, you will be collecting, certain amount of receivables you are expecting to collect. So then in that case, you think it will come from presently around 150 days, you think it will be realistically moving towards 60 days, or should it be 100 days or 120 days?
Should be in between that. I wouldn't say the gap should be so large from the 60 days, because that's not the industry cycle. So industry cycle credit term doesn't go much longer beyond the kind of the 100 days. So it should be in between that.
Between 60 to 100,
I request you to rejoin the queue for the follow-up questions, sir. There are several participants waiting for their turn. Thank you.
Sure, that's my first question. The second one is, the recovery has not been reflected in the second quarter.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Ronald, sir.
My second question is,
so you are asking the question, sir. Please go ahead, sir.
So, the second question is that, the recovery has not been reflected in the second quarter perhaps, and maybe there were some issues up to the month of June. Have you seen any uptick since then? So what has been the revenue run rate since 30th September for the last 45 days or so?
There is certainly a change in trend from actually, I anticipated there would be a surge from June, July onwards, but July there seems to be some kind of a surge, but eventually there was a start and stop around July and between August. And then we now see a good progress even with the overall industry itself from from September onwards, we do see a progress, and September to December, that is a very good progress. And from January, where we see a huge surge with the industry, from the 25 first quarter and towards second quarter, there is a huge surge in the industry as well overall. And now, with overall as a group company, we do have either scope for direct work as well as for subcontract work.
Sir, is there any number for October run rate, like a number for the revenue run rate?
Don't have October numbers.
Sorry, can you please repeat your question?
For, is there any revenue run rate currently month to month from September 30th? Today we are November 14th. So, in the interim period, what has been the revenue run rate, if I can understand?
In the run rate of the H1, largely around the run rate of the H1.
No, not H1. Since September 30th to November 14th, so last 45 days, what has approximately been the run rate?
I'm saying that only, that we have close to 34 crore in the first 6 months, which is largely 5 crore, 5.5, 5.25 crore per month. We are largely in the same run rate.
Okay, so thank you so much. Thank you so much for patiently answering my question.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Mahavir Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Mehta, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. As there is no response from the...
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, please go ahead.
So, as per our conversation, I would like to say that H2 revenue would be approximately 150 CR and net profit would be approximately 40 crore. As that's actually my perception. Is it... am I right? Actually, H2 revenue would be around 150 crore?
Likewise, yeah.
And the net profit would be approximately more than 30 crore, as you mentioned that you are cutting the, you are already in process of actually cutting the salary of the thing which you purchased. So that your expense should be cut by approximately 20 to 25 crore in the next 6 months. So that expense would be added to the profit bottom line, am I right?
That will help, but there could be some cost as well, as Mr. Bala was saying that we are working on that some kind of redundancy efficiencies as well, and then when we execute, then there that comes with some cost. So it's hard to call out the numbers so specifically, but there could be some cost related to that as well.
Yeah, and also simultaneously if we need to increase the capacity in Chennai, then that will also increase the cost, right?
Okay, so you are cutting 5 crore rupees per month from the acquisition which you have made.
No, didn't get your, so yeah.
So you are reducing staff by 112, okay. And the average salary you mentioned that it's a 450,000 rupees to pilot per month. So approximately in 6 months, you would be reduce this expenditure by almost 25 to 30 crore. That's what I mean to say.
So let me be clear on here. So our current PAT margin stands in the range of the 15.4% at the console level. So,
okay.
As it now with the near visibility, is expect this to be around that, and it may also be impacted with the multiple initiative running and plan for the H1. So we don't expect very high surge to the current level of the market.
Okay. So revenue is 150, and if you think your margin would be 15% net profit margin, then it's like 22 to 25 crore.
Right, but as I said, we can't go with the exact math, so with the redundancy and all the expansion plan, it may also get impacted. So it's hard to call out the numbers so specifically for forward looking.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. We have our next follow-up question from the line of Shikhar Mundra from Vivo Commercial Limited. Please go ahead.
To understand the employee cost better, can you explain like how many employees on payroll do we have for the standalone entity, and what are the salaries we pay them? So what are the total cost, and how many employees we have for one of us right now on payroll, and how much salary do we pay them?
Okay, so to call out that the key number, so as you can see from our financials, we spend around close to 9.5 crore in terms of the employee cost for first 6 months, which is for count of an average of 450 headcount. And in terms of the run of cost, as Mr. Bala mentioned, the employee cost is a major cost for them, so they stand close to, for a top line of the 40 crore, they stand close to 32, 33 crore. So that's what the range is.
And what are the number of employees on payroll then?
280
total.
So this 64 crore annual salary is for 280 employees. So these are on permanent payroll as of now.
There are few contractors also. So it's a combination of employees as well.
Many employees are in more of a permanent role, but apart from them, most of them are in contract in UK. And that is for these locations, most of them are in the contract.
Right. And this 64 crores is the annual salary for these 280 employees. Is that right?
280 employees salary. Sorry, can you say again? 64?
What is the annual salary of the 280 employees? So,
No. The number I mentioned close to 30 crore, that's a 2 month number.
Okay.
So the 3 months taken, so 2 months taken, it comes to average of the 15 crore kind of thing.
Oh, 15 crore monthly, okay, is for the 280 employees. And we plan to remove 50-60 employees from the payroll. So how much of a cost saving that will be?
No, you're saying what will be the cost saving from the synergies plan?
Yeah. So from my understanding, 15 crore is the employee cost for one of us monthly for the 280 employees. But this number should go down because we'll be substituting some of the employees to the Indian entity. Is that right?
Right.
So how much will this number look like monthly then?
So it's hard to say that the number so precisely. However, as we said that we have the synergy plan where we are working by the skill mapping, by the work that what skill can be migrated. So it's all depending upon that the period of the migration on the hiring of that skill set into the India, on the replaceability, on the redundancy plan, basis on that the savings will materialize. It's hard to say that the call out that the precise number on such kind of the dependent savings.
Okay, because I was wondering, you know, you said the PAT margin was still low 15% because there should be some cost savings or some arbitrage because we'll be, you know, substituting a lot of work from the London entity to Indian entity. So the PAT margin should in fact improve.
So there are two factors to this that you are right. On the long term basis, that definitely it should improve. But as we said that when we work out this synergy, there will be some interim cost of the redundancy at all. So seeing the near future, it will be of compensating that the benefit coming out of it.
Oh, right, got it. And for the, how much do we plan to execute for one of us only in H2?
30% of work is what
for one of us. And currently, we have started 50 to 60 others dedicated in working for one of us from here in India.
Okay. So there was a goodwill of 77 crore which has been created, but our acquisition cost is only 30 crore. So how is this goodwill created?
Sorry, can you repeat that? How is the goodwill been created?
Of 77 crore because I think the cost of acquisition is much lesser. It's around 32 crore.
Cost of acquisition?
I can see in the investing, I can see a 32 crore of cash outflow.
No, so see, those are a very highly confidential information to be precisely call out at the deal price and all. So
okay.
That it's as per the accounting standard that we worked out, but good day.
Okay. Thank you. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Chandni Chandi from Kirin Advisors for the closing comments.
If you have any queries, you can write to us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you for joining the conference.
Thank you, everyone.
On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.